It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got a couple of ladies here from Active Reentry. I've got Terry Yelonick and I've got Tracy Manchester. February is Low Vision Awareness Month, and they offer a lot of programs at Active Reentry for people that, you know, are having trouble with their vision, maybe have lost their vision altogether. And they just wanted to come in and let people know of all of these things that are available to you. And they will even, you know, in some cases, they can even schedule like a ride for you if you have trouble getting there. But all sorts of things that they offer to get you where you need to be and take care of what needs to be taken care of. Terry and Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave, for having us. We appreciate it.
So, Terry, we're going to pick on you first. Because you said Tracy's going to help us with, you know, some of the other things. We had a fascinating story, and we're going to talk about that here in just a moment with her. But let's talk about Low Vision Awareness Month. You know, so a lot of people fall into this category. And we talked about, like, macular degeneration, or even if they've already lost all of their sight. And there are, you know, programs and clinics and things like that available to those people. And for the most part, they're right here.
They're right here, Dave, and let me just start by saying you're right. Low vision or vision loss affects millions of Americans, and among them are many of our seniors or our senior population. And vision impairment really impacts people's lives. It makes it difficult for them to do the most basic of daily tasks that we all take for granted, such as cooking, cleaning, shopping, paying their bills. And so we're grateful that we have programs here at Active Reentry, in addition to programs that we coordinate with, that we can utilize to help serve individuals who are experiencing vision loss, or they've completely, or they're just starting through the process of visual impairment. So, yeah.
So let's talk about some of the different things that you offer here in our area that people can take advantage of. I know you have support groups for this and everything like that, but what are some of the other things that you have as well?
First of all, we'll help individuals who are experiencing visual impairment and visual loss in their own home. For instance, we may go out and help them with their bills. We may go out and put bump dots on appliances so that they can feel where maybe the on or off switch is. We can help with some cane training. Our staff are trained to do that. But we also have what we call a low vision clinic. And we do that almost on a quarterly basis here. And that's in conjunction with the Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. So DSBVI is what we refer to that as. And so the big title catches me up sometimes. But they'll come from Salt Lake and help individuals try different devices to see if there are devices out there that would improve their vision loss or their vision impairment. Not so much complete vision loss, but an impairment.
And Tracy, you're kind of oversee all of this that goes on out there. And you were talking to me about you spent some time at a school for the blind.
Yep.
And share kind of your experience there and what you kind of went through it there.
Well, we went up for a whole week, went up for 5 days and had our blindfold on. And they taught us cane travel. We had different classes each day, like 5 classes. Cane travel, woodworking, crafts, cooking. Show you how to knit, how to cook, knife safety, those kind of skills.
And you said, and I had to chuckle, and I shouldn't have maybe, but you said one of the first things you figure out where it's at really quick is the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
But it really puts you in this perspective and puts you where, you know, kind of living in their life for even just a short period of time. And you said the really amazing thing is the teacher would let you take the blindfold off and you were still in the dark.
Yep, totally in the dark. Yep. And also when we did cane travel, they took us around the back of the building where the apartments are, where the students can stay, and all of it's free.
And so if people are interested in any of these things, and you know, you like I said, you're in charge of this situation here and these programs for the most part here. What are some of them that you think are maybe, I mean, they're all very beneficial, but what are some of them that maybe people that are having struggles right now with their vision might be, you know, maybe one of the first ones or more the most important ones to take?
Probably connecting with our agency and attending the low vision support group with others who are experiencing the same types of things. They get peer support there. They're taught skills there, independent living skills. And they're also, they go out on activities and social building types of events. So that's a really good place to start. And from there, then we can evaluate their situation and then make recommendations perhaps for this school that's through DSBVI, and that's in Salt Lake. Perhaps they need us as the staff at Active Reentry to teach them some additional skills in their home. Just a variety of things, but I would start there because we know the resources. We have some of those tools we can help with in their own home on site, but that would be the best place.
I would think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I would think that, yeah, like you, it's like you were saying, that peer support group, because,
yes,
you know, you live your life a certain way, and then all of a sudden there's one section of it that is slowly starting to deteriorate and go away. And I would sense there's probably a lot of frustrations, and they need to talk with people about this, and that's really what that's a peer, you know, that peer support group is all about, I would assume.
That's correct, yeah. Just to know that it's not only you going through it, other people's gone through it too, and how did they adjust, and what would work for you.
Okay.
That's nice, as they share their tips and skills that they've learned along the way with others, so that others don't have to work so hard to find the way that maybe worked or will work for them. So it's
now
a nice place.
Now, if
start.
Anyone is interested in you know, getting this help or wants to contact you guys, what's the best way? What's the easiest way for them to do it?
Calling the center, 637-4950. But I also want to say, Dave, Active Reentry is in many communities. We cover 6 counties. So the programs we're speaking about today are not just in Carbon County. They're Carbon, Grand, Uinta County, Uinta Basin, San Juan. So many other areas that we provide these services for. So just call the main number, 637-4950, no matter where you're hearing this, and we'll get you connected with the right person.
Now, ladies, before we get out of here, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about or cover as far as this is concerned?
Just another program we want to just mention briefly is if a person has hearing loss and a vision impairment, there's another program out there to provide support for that individual. Again, it's through DSBVI, but it helps the individual with transport, by providing transportation. It'll help them with shopping, whatever they might need to accomplish the things they need to in their daily lives. So just hearing loss and visual impairment, there's a specific program for that issue.
And they can get all this information through
you
once
again.
They can.
Just call us. Call us, and we'll link them to these services and provide the services we have here locally, too.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today and bringing this to our attention. Once again, February is Low Vision Awareness Month. Terry Lonick and Tracy Manchester with Active Reentry, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.